It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is able to pay unemployment benefits to gig workers for the first time, but CPR's Andrew Kenny reports that the process has left many frustrated.
The state's new unemployment program for gig workers and contractors has rejected about 27,000 people. That's roughly half the number of applicants so far. In many cases, it's because an applicant also had some income from a regular W-2 job. Under federal law, those workers have to apply for regular unemployment instead. Ultimately, many can get unemployment, but their benefits may be based on just a small fraction of their total wages, cutting hundreds of dollars a week from their potential payments. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis is expected to meet with President Trump at the White House this week, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The two are expected to sit down on Wednesday. A spokesperson for Polis says the governor is looking forward to talking with the president and that Polis plans to advocate for more federal support, including testing supplies and personal protective equipment, as Colorado continues to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic. Trump has been meeting with a number of governors at the White House these past weeks to discuss opening back up, testing, and other issues related to state and federal response to the coronavirus. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
There's no decision yet about how or whether after-school sports and activities will take place in the fall. Commissioner Rhonda Blandford Green with the Colorado High School Activities Association says they'll make their decision based on pandemic data and on the advice of public health experts.
As much as we want to come back to some level of normalcy, we always have to prioritize the safety and well-being of those that we're supposed to oversee. So we all have to be patient.
Blandford Green says the association will wait until later this summer to make any decisions about sports in the next school year. Colorado's weather forecast has rain for much of the state today. This is CPR News.